Hello.
Like, you and Kurtz just can't get away from each other. What's your relationship with him like?
It's a good relationship. He's from the area, yeah. Hometown, so it's a good relationship. We're both competitive, ready to compete. He's just a good guy, smart, you know what I mean? You know, got a lot of ability. I'm happy to be with him again, so.
Javon said that you two played Little League against each other. What kind of memories do you have from that?
I mean, I just remember they always been winning, so, you know, they always been winning because they all got the athletes down there too. So, they've been winning. They've been winning for a while.
Rick Spielman had talked about you maybe possibly being a nickelback, and we asked Coach Zimmer, and he said he just looks at you as a DB. How do you look at it? I mean, do you? You a possible nickelback, or you say, hey, I definitely want to be just a regular.
You know what? My job is to come out here and work and, you know, show them I can do everything, you know. But wherever they decide to play me, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to go out there and knock it out the park. Now, that's my goals, period, at the end of the day. Go out there and compete for whatever.
What was that first taste like today on an NFL practice field?
It was good. It was good just getting the defense, having adjustments and stuff like that. Just being ahead of the game and all that, so I'm pretty smooth with that, you know. I'm just doing my job and making it look easy, hopefully.
Being a South Florida guy, do people tell you the weather's like this every day here?
Of course not. You know, but it's lovely out here. I'm going to enjoy the day.
What's your need to stand out as a player?
Just competing, just knowing the defense, you know, not acting like a rookie, just being mature. I think the guys really respect that about me, coming out here and working like a professional, acting like one, you know, being ahead of the game, like I said, knowing the defense and the playbook and stuff like that.
Do you pattern yourself after anybody?
I mean, I take parts from everybody else that I watch, you know, so a little bit.
You were featured on that ESPN special, and just how do you feel that, you know, everybody kind of knows about your story more so, and it's a great story. Maybe you can elaborate on that.
I mean, at the end of the day, that story wasn't about me. It's from my town, my community. Everybody who's thought they work hard and stuff like that. You know, it's about just sharing my story, you know, and letting everybody know how it is down there and what work is like and what is life like down there. Especially with the, you know, Haitians, the Mexicans, and, you know, people who actually do those migrant works and the field works, you know, and the lifestyle down there. That's what it's about, just sharing that story.
Now that you've been a second-round pick and you're getting a lot of pub for your hometown, what's been the reaction, family and some of the workers down there, what have you, in the last week since you've been drafted?
It's good. You know, everybody's proud, you know, impressed and stuff like that. Like I said before, it's about just showing, you know, how these people go to work every day. Just sharing a lot on their side of things and stuff like that. You know, that's what it's about. It's about others, not me. You know, if I could have not did the story, but it was about sharing it.
What's it been like to already give back to the community the way you did to all the young people?
I mean, I know how I was when I was a child, when I was small. You know, I didn't go to a Boys and Girls Club. So for them to have that now and, you know, have the gym and stuff, keep them out of trouble. You know, my Boys and Girls Club was going to the field and working every day with my mom and dad, you know, going to the packing house and stuff like that. So for them to have that, that's big. And I remember when I got my first pair of gloves from Edrin, I was excited. I took care of them. I probably still got them at the house, you know what I mean, because it meant so much. It meant so much to me. So knowing that how I felt, how these kids are going to feel is going to be good, you know, just, you know, having somebody to follow, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people in America that's successful that, you know, they don't come back home, it's about sharing, but they don't show their face and the kids don't know who they are, you know, they don't have nobody to look after, and that's when, you know, you got problems, kids are being bad, they're going to jail, not doing positive things. I just want them to look at me as a positive outlet.
How old were you when you got those gloves?
I was in high school, so I was about maybe 15. 15, 14, yeah.
Was he must have been already retired then? Or was
no, he was. Playing? He might have still been playing. He might have been on his last stretch.
Okay. Edrin James?
Yeah.
How did you get his gloves? What was the circumstance that led you to get them?
He saw me working out one day in the field, on our high school turf field, and he stopped by. I was surprised for him to be there. You know, the first thing, he was impressed because he was like, the first thing, I would never forget it, he said, you don't see kids like you working like this anymore. you know, when he gave him the gloves, he just told me keep working hard and you'll achieve your dreams. And that was a big thing for me. I just kept working hard and just kept pushing myself to get to this point.
What have you seen in Minnesota so far? See the new stadium yet or anything like that?
I haven't. I just been focused on the playbook and getting to work. That's it.
Do you you think you'll buy yourself something now that you signed a contract? Just a little present?
No, because of how I was raised. My mom and dad are old school. They don't even want a new house. I might get my mom a new car or something like mm-hmm. that. But, you know, my mom don't really want much. So, you know, I don't need much. I'm good. I'm just focused on ball and playing football.
You had expressed kind of an excitement of playing for a coach in Zimmer that has DB experience and Coach Gray as well. Were there any things you've already picked up that you're like, oh, yeah, this is going to really
It's going to be it's smooth. You know, Coach Zimmer, he's a defensive-minded guy, you know what I mean? So he understands and putting guys in situations and making plays. And the DBs we already have here are really good, you know what I mean? So to jump in that pool and compete and get to know those guys, it's gonna be good. I need that around me. The guys who and Coach Zimmer's a hard-nosed coach. You know, he's going to make you earn everything. And in my whole life, I had to earn it. So for me to be here, it's lovely. You know what I mean? It's not a transition for me to earn anything. I'm gonna come and get it.
You've talked about your background being not the biggest guy. Is that another reason why maybe you work so hard? You know, you gotta make up for maybe not being the biggest guy or anything along those lines. Or...
You know, you can knock my size all day, but when you play against me, you will be impressed. So it don't mean anything at all. I just work hard because I want to be great. You know what I mean? I want to be really good at the position. I want to dominate, and I want to have fun when I'm out there too. So gotta work at it to be good.
Last couple for McKenzie, guys.
Has it hit you yet that you're an NFL player? Every draft night, send him a contract?
No, not yet. I just, like I said, I'm just focused on playing ball. You know, most people are, it's a shock to them. I worked so hard to be here, so for me, it's just like the transition is like, okay, I get the transition. It's more about, you know, ball. You know, you can't get the money and stuff involved in all that. You got to keep it simple and keep playing football. You know, that's when you'll flourish and you'll keep growing. You know what I mean? So football's football anywhere else. It don't matter.
Coach Sweeney or anybody back at Clemson give you any words of wisdom, I guess?
Coach V, at Clemson, my D coordinator, just told me just stay the same, stay humble, and keep working like I've been working, and I'll be fine.
Thanks, McKenzie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.